Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Webster defines the word anomaly as a deviation from a general rule, method or analogy, abnormal. Yet I can't think of a better word to describe why God chooses to use some individuals who have neither education, good family connections, or are particularly intelligent, while the gifted, educated individuals with good backgrounds and family connections get set aside in the economy of God. There are reasons, and I see them coming together in the life of a man well-loved by Jews, Christians, and Muslims, Abraham. Why did God use this man when surely others better qualified didn't get the job? Three remarkable qualities or traits seem to come together in Abraham, as they do in the lives of people, no matter where they are, past, present, or future, if God is to use them. Quality number one, an unswerving obedience to the call of God. When God called Abraham and asked him to follow him, he packed up and said, "Let's go." When God said, "Abraham, I want you to give me your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love," Abraham didn't argue, "Hey, God, let's make a deal. Now I've got quite a lot of money and servants. How about my giving you 10 of my very best?" No, he responded in complete confidence that God is a good God and that he asks no less than he himself is willing to give in return. It's right here that a lot of well-qualified individuals lose out with God. They want to make a deal with God saying, "I'll go so far, but no farther." They're more interested in serving God in an advisory capacity rather than grassroots involvement. That kind of attitude not only would leave them outside of corporate headquarters in the world of industry, but doesn't give God much to work with either when it comes to his kingdom. Quality number two. Another reason why God uses individuals of simple background is that their commitment is undivided. That was true of Abraham, just as it was true of Dwight L. Moody, a shoe salesman turned evangelist. Moody said, "The world has yet to see what God can do with a man who is totally dedicated to the cause of Christ. I will strive to be that man." Moody realized that he lacked much. Subsequently, Moody gave himself completely and without reservation to God, and it's amazing what God can do with somebody who realizes that he is nobody. Moses also painfully learned the same lesson. For 40 years, Moses thought he was somebody. After all, he was the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter, and then after failure struck, he spent 40 long years learning he was nobody. Then for 40 years, he discovered what God can do with somebody who's a nobody. Quality number three. God uses unlikely candidates for success because they have simple faith that God will honor the promises of his word. For years, Abraham patiently awaited the promised son, yet he was confident that God would some way somehow meet him. Eventually, God did. And when that happened, God set aside the natural laws which had caused them to be childless. God made a promise. Abraham believed it. In time, God performed exactly what he promised. The words of 2 Chronicles 16:9 are still true. "The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." God hasn't changed. You can be the person he will use in your office, your home, or your school. Trust him and let him work his will in your life.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.